Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1847. The topic is mindset, and the title is Fear is Okay. My wife, Meredith, is attending Kellogg Business School of Management for her executive MBA. Kellogg is ranked number 2, I believe, in the world. It's a freaking amazing accomplishment. Super freaking excited for her. I'm just can't believe it. I'm so happy for her. And one of the things I loved is she was able to apply and got accepted into multiple places, but Kellogg was the one that matched her personality and matched what she wanted to be in business. So I'm very happy that she put herself out there to apply, and I'm very happy that she chose to go there. I just can't believe it. Super happy for her. Now, I've loved getting to watch her journey from when she first had the idea to go back for her MBA to now being in the program, in the mix, and mixing it up with C-suite level business people from across the world. One aspect that has always impressed me about Meredith is that when she believes doing something will be good for her, she does it. Fear be damned. She'll be afraid, she'll have doubts, but she doesn't let that stop her. And that energy is amazing, and it's super motivating to be around. When I first thought of opening Brutal Iron Gym, I could have thought, well, you know, I've never owned a business before. What do I know about owning a business? I could have thought, what about this? What about that? I could have sat and listed my fears and never actually moved forward with the goal. But I opened the gym without knowing how I was going to make it work. I just believed in my ability to do whatever it took. Whatever came my way, whatever happened, I'd figure it out. I'd figure it out with my own knowledge, or I'd ask a million people until I found someone with the answer. My success didn't depend on the what ifs or the unknowns. It depended on me and my willingness to face the what ifs and the unknowns, and my willingness to seek for an answer. No one controlled whether this business would grow or fail, other than me. Now, the business has grown over the past 12 years, and I've failed at a lot of ideas. I tried a lot of things that did not work out. But I also have succeeded at a few things, and thankfully, gratefully, the business is doing well. Like Meredith, who has fears but follows through anyhow, I try to face my fears and follow through anyhow. If I know, it's likely what's best for me. In spite of the what-ifs and the unknowns, in spite of fear, I want to be a person who follows through. I want to live my best life in fear rather than fearing to live my best life. For those that haven't started working towards a goal, towards their dream, towards a better life, due to fear, you are going to be afraid anyhow. You'll either be afraid and stay the same, or you'll be afraid while making progress. I say it often about pain. You can be either be in the pain of regret or the pain of progress. The pain of getting up earlier than you want to. The pain of eating meals when you don't want to. The pain of working out when you don't want to. The pain of discipline. You can either be in the pain of regret of never having done it, or the pain of discipline of doing it. The same is true of fear. You can be afraid and remain the same. Or you can be afraid and follow through anyhow. Typically, what we fear is an outcome worse than where we are. that's what kind of is funny when we think about it, about stories of people who build themselves up from rock bottom. Think of somebody who's been in the lowest of lows. Absolute rock bottom. Life was horrendous and miserable. You don't think it could get any worse. But they built themselves up and they're successful now. That's impressive. I love those stories. They are super motivating. But what choice did they have? They were already the worst they could be. What about people who build themselves up from okay? Meredith and I laugh about a commercial. It's a commercial for some kind of sleeping product. I don't even know what it is because it just makes me laugh. I think it's a sleeping app. But it asks the question, do you want to wake up and feel good? And Meredith and I both laugh that the word they chose was good. They didn't ask if you want to wake up and feel great, because we so rarely feel great. And we would dismiss a product that said we could be great. So they just ask if you want to feel good. How sad is that? They know that for everyone watching that commercial, good would be great. It would be great to just feel good. Are you wanting to make improvements? Are you wanting to challenge yourself? Are you wanting to shake things up? But you're already good? If what we fear is being worse off, if you're already good, if you're already okay, if you're already in the middle, that fear is real. Unlike starting at rock bottom, there actually is a worse off for you. But the truth is, if we just stay at good, it decays to okay. If we just stay at okay, it decays eventually to rock bottom. We cannot stay still in life. Time is always moving. Resources are always coming and going. There is no normal. I tell my clients this all the time. I'll start my diet when things get normal. I'll start training when things get normal. There is no normal. There's a time in between chaos, but that's not normal. Normal is the chaos. Normal is the waves. If you stay at okay due to fear, you will slowly find yourself less and less okay. Because you'll notice you're more and more unhappy, and then you're further and further behind from where you could have been. Don't let fear stop you. Don't stay where you are out of fear. Feel the fear and follow through anyhow. You're afraid? Do it anyhow. You'll be afraid either way. Be afraid and make progress. Fear is okay. It raises your attention to what's going on around you. It calls out the best in yourself. It wakes you up. But what fear is not, is fear is not a sign to stop. Feel the fear and do it anyhow. If you're going to be afraid either way, why be afraid and stay? Feel the fear and do it anyhow. I hope that you follow through. I hope that you give your dreams a chance. I hope you pursue your goals. Remember this statement. I want to live my best life in fear, rather than fearing to live my best life. Fear will be there either way. Follow through anyhow. If you need anything, if there's anything I can help with, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're offering free 15-minute virtual consultations. You can sign up on our website, or you can just shoot me an email. I'll talk with you about what your fears are, what your challenges are. I'll give you some advice. You can take the advice and run with it, or you can actually hire me, whatever you want. I just want to have a conversation with people. I want to open up the opportunity for people to get help. And that's exactly what we can do. Email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.